I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, June 19th. You might think that astronomers would know just about everything there is to know about the brighter stars in the night sky. That's not the case, though. In fact, some of those stars can be especially vexing. An example is Antares, the orange supergiant that marks the heart of Scorpius, the scorpion. The star huddles quite close to the moon at nightfall, with the gap growing smaller as the night goes on. Antares is the 15th brightest star in the night sky, and astronomers do know quite a bit about it. It's roughly a dozen times as massive as the Sun, perhaps 1,000 times wider, and tens of thousands of times brighter. The star's brightness isn't constant, though. It appears to vary by a few percent. But just how much it varies and how often are poorly understood. Estimates for the period of the changes range from about 3 years to 6 years. The star may be pulsing in and out like a beating heart, or bubbles of hot gas bigger than the Sun may occasionally rise to the surface, then sink back into Antares, changing the star's brightness. The American Association of Variable Star Observers has been keeping its eyes on Antares since 1945, and it's been using electronic instruments in that effort since 1981. Even with those decades of observations, though, astronomers still don't have a good understanding of how and why this massive star changes brightness. Tomorrow, summertime. And we have more sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.